Hello, this is Pastor Rich, representing the First Presbyterian Church of Chippewa Falls. This faith community has a long history of serving this area's people. Today, we bring you a message of God's hope and presence in these tough times. Our scriptural text comes from John 11, verses 1 to 45. So open your hearts and minds to the reading of God's holy word. A man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. This was the same Mary who massaged the Lord's feet with aromatic oils and wiped them with her hair. It was her brother Lazarus who was sick. So the sister sent word to Jesus, "Master, the one you love is very much sick." When Jesus got the message, he said, "This sickness is not fatal. It will become an occasion to show God's glory by glorifying God's Son." Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, but oddly, when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed on where he was for two more days. After the 2 days, he said to his disciples, "Let's go back to Judea." They said, "Rabbi, you can't do that. The Jews are out to kill you, and you're going back." Jesus replied, "Are there not 12 hours of daylight? Anyone who walks in the daylight doesn't stumble because there's plenty of light from the sun. Walking at night, he might very well stumble because he can't see where he's going." He said these things and then announced, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep. I'm going to wake him up." The disciples said, "Master, if he's gone to sleep, he'll get a good rest and wake up feeling fine." Jesus was talking about death, while his disciples thought he was talking about taking a nap. Then Jesus became explicit. "Lazarus died, and I am glad for your sake that I wasn't there. You are about to be given new grounds for believing. Now let's go to him." That's when Thomas, the one called the twin, said to his companions, "Come along, we might as well die with him." When Jesus finally got there, he found Lazarus already 4 days dead. Bethany was near Jerusalem, only a couple miles away, and many of the Jews were visiting Martha and Mary, sympathizing with them over their brother. Martha heard Jesus was coming and went out to meet him. Mary remained in the house. Martha said, "Master, if you'd been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Even now I know that whatever you ask God, he will give you." Jesus said, "Your brother will be raised up." Martha replied, "I know that he will be raised up in the resurrection at the end of time." "You don't have to wait for the end," Jesus said. "I am right now, resurrected in life. The one who believes in me, even though he dies, will live. And everyone who believing in me, does not ultimately die at all. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Master, all along. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who comes into the world." After saying this, she went to her sister Mary and whispered in her ear, "The teacher is here and is asking for you." The moment she heard that, she jumped up and ran out to him. Jesus had not yet entered the town, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When her sympathizing Jewish friends saw Mary run off, they followed her, thinking she was on her way to the tomb to weep there. Mary came to where Jesus was waiting and fell at his feet, saying, "Master, if you'd only been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her sobbing and the Jews with her sobbing, a deep anger welled up within him. He said, "Where did you put him?" "Master, come and see," they said. Now Jesus wept. The Jews said, "Look how deeply he loved him." Others among them said, "Well, if he loved him so much, why didn't he do something to keep him from dying? After all, he opened the eyes of a blind man." Then Jesus, the anger again welling up within him, arrived at the tomb. It was a simple cave in the hillside with a slab of stone laid against it. Jesus said, "Remove the stone." The sister of the dead man, Martha, said, "Master, by thy time, there's a stench. He's been dead for 4 days." Jesus looked at her in the eye. "Didn't I tell you if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" Then to the others, "Go ahead, take away the stone." They removed the stone. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and prayed, "Father, I am grateful that you have listened to me. I know you always do listen, but on account of this crowd standing here, I've spoken that they might believe that you sent me." He shouted, "Lazarus, come out!" And he came out, a cadaver wrapped from head to toe with a kerchief over his face. Jesus told him, "Unwrap him and let him loose." The man who creates God's signs, that was a turnaround for many of the Jews who were with Mary that day. They saw what Jesus did and believed in him. Here ends our scripture for today. This is a wonderful lesson for the disciples and friends and for us this day. This event has several parts of it that gets us to think about Jesus, part of his ministry here on earth, and it provides hope even when life falls apart. Lazarus of Bethany, his sister Mary and Martha. Lazarus was very sick, and the sisters, of course, sent word to Jesus, and Jesus said, "This isn't fatal at all. It's an occasion to show God's glory by glorifying God's Son." So remember those words as we go and look through in a little more depth. Did you notice that, oddly, Lazarus was sick, and Jesus stayed for 2 more days? Strange, isn't it? It's like it made this miracle even more special. But once again, the disciples don't understand. So many times, at times of wakes in our life, he looks so natural, we say. But that day, they didn't see a miracle coming. Lazarus is asleep. He'll even feel better when he wakes up. Then Jesus was very explicit. "Lazarus died. You're going to see new grounds for believing." Well, then Mary came and says, "You know, if you would have been here, my brother wouldn't have died." It's so easy to think that Jesus couldn't do long-distance healing, or in this case, rising somebody from the dead. "The one who believes in me, even though she dies or lives, everyone who believes in me does not ultimately die at all." The key is that this opens the lock. It is a cornerstone that Jesus keeps repeating. "Believe in me, I'm sent by my Father." Remember the thief on the cross asked him to remember him. And Jesus said, "Today you will dwell with me in paradise." It was a gift given to the thief. It wasn't bought, not earned, or joined the club or traded in. The soul still lives. Body is resurrected by God's power. We couldn't close today without looking at Jesus seeing his friends sobbing and the Jews with her sobbing. And the anger welled up within him. Maybe this is, he was disappointed. Then the crowd picked up this, and I have heard this argument from other people who are sometimes mad against God. Well, if he loved him so much, why didn't he do something to keep him from dying? After all, he opened the eyes of a blind man. Then Jesus' anger swelled up again within him as he arrived at the tomb. Could be he was disappointed in his friends and neighbors. Disciples, even. Do you know that pastors often having several down days when people in the pews get in arguments or perhaps do some wrong things. Things he prayed that could destroy a faith community. He prayed that day, Jesus, thanking God for hearing him. And he shouted to Lazarus, "Come forth." And Lazarus, bound in strips of cloth, came struggling alive as they had moved the rock away from the tomb. "Release him." Lazarus was alive. There have been other stories of Jesus bringing people back to life from the dead in our scriptures. There seems to be a combination of our lifestyles, our inherited genes, our habits, and yet when our races of life are done and finished, we only live so long, but we even, when the body stops, know that our souls God takes care of. We live on as we believe in Jesus the Savior, God the Father, the Holy Spirit. We heard from Lazarus, disciples, Mary and Martha, and a whole bunch of folks there at the graveside. It was a grand event. It was solid ground to believe on. It's for you and me when our lives have been changed with this invasion of this virus and our world faces. It isn't a lot of fun in anticipating perhaps what's coming next. But I do know that God is with us as we depend and trust on his love and forgiveness. God bless you in the weeks ahead during the anxiety and struggles you meet in your life. If you have questions about faith in Christ Jesus, please call our pastor Ken at the office, church office, 715-723-5717, 723-5717, and set up an appointment. Pastor Ken is easy to talk to. He will be glad to call and explore Jesus' presence in our lives. Have a hopeful, faith-filled day. Stand on the rock of faith in a loving, caring God. Goodbye for today, and God bless.